Invermere, BC. The number of people killed in British Columbia avalanches this season has grown to 12 after three foreign nationals were swept away by a slide near Invermere on Wednesday. RCMP say the three were among 10 heli skiers caught by the slide in the backcountry near the Panorama Mountain Resort, about 150 kilometers southwest of Banff, Alta. Corporal James Grandy says everyone in the group has been accounted for, with four injured but expected to recover. He says all the skiers except the guide were from outside Canada, but he did not release the names of their hometowns. The avalanche happened in the riding of Columbia River Revelstoke, represented by member of the legislature Doug Klovachok. He told the BC legislature on Thursday that one of those injured was a guide leading a group of international visitors skiing at the Panorama Resort. Panorama Ski Patrol and local search and rescue crews carried out the effort to locate and free the victims and work with BC emergency services to get the injured to hospital. Klovachok said the dozen avalanche deaths this winter make it one of the worst seasons in decades in the province. When these tragedies occur, it shakes the entire community, he said as his voice cracked with emotion. And I know right now, there is deep sadness. He said their hearts go out to the victims and their loved ones, and those who survived the frightening event. Klovachok added that last month an experienced search and rescue volunteer died in a BC avalanche while off duty, and her teammates with Caribou Search and Rescue had to carry her body out. Even the most experienced backcountry skier can encounter trouble. It's vital that people check the warnings, carry the right gear and be mindful of the dangers that come out there. This is the sixth deadly avalanche in BC since the season started in November. Avalanche Canada has been warning backcountry users about unstable conditions across most of the province, saying the snowpack in the interior is incredibly complex and difficult. This report by the Canadian Press was first published on March 2, 2023. The Canadian Press.